and welcome. It's our number two of the Mallor Mambo. In this hour, we head to the frozen tundra, the Green Bay Packers, taking advantage of the generosity of the holiday season, the mistake-prone L.A. Rams. So Green Bay gets the win. The better story on the losing side. Do we still believe that Sean McVay is all in on Matthew Stafford? He gave a passionate defense of the Rams quarterback who threw another pick six. We discuss the real thoughts of Sean McVay. We'll get to that and more right now in our number two. Taking a bite out of some bad cheese. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Mallor Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we brave the elements coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the stop, the truck stop of Sports Talk, the Fox Sports Radio studios, somewhere at a secret location in the Northwoods. Hope you're well. We're back at it again this hour. Our lead coming from the NFL, the frozen tundra. Wasn't frozen. It was cold, but it was not frozen. Just wait a couple weeks for that. Green Bay hosting Los Angeles, the Packers and the Rams in an NFC Donnybrook. Big game. Joe Buck was there. And Troy Aikman, you know they love working twice over the Thanksgiving holidays. They look forward to that. And I don't know if you had a chance to check this game out or not. It was the America's Game of the Week. Maybe you missed it. So Aaron Rodgers passing for over 300 yards, couple of touchdowns on a bad toe. We keep hearing about how bad his toe is. And the Packers outlasting the L.A. Rams 36-28 in a high-scoring matchup. Green Bay improving to 9-3. The Rams drop to 7-4 with the loss. So they come out of the bye and they pick up where they left off prior to the bye, where they had a couple of stinkers, and they come back with another stinker. The better story here is in the losing locker room as the Rams dropping their third straight game, and they have to come to terms with that. Sean McVay was peppered with questions about Matthew Stafford, who fumbled and threw another pick six in the loss. And McVay stood there taking question after question. Now, we actually have one McVay soundbite I want to highlight here, but we'll play. And it involves his response. There was one sentence, which is the money quote here, from Sean McVay. And it was about his level of confidence in Matthew Stafford. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
Upset, but I'm not, you know, this is a very important thing to all of us. I have total confidence and belief in Matthew Stafford. And I think the narrative, you know, when everybody wants to throw out six turnovers, all of those have a totally different story. And not all of those are his fault. And this is a great team game. We're going to stay connected. There's a lot of things that I get frustrated because I feel responsible for some of those spots that our players are in. And I want to do better for them as well. And so that's why you get me stirred up a little bit. But I don't mean to ever feel like if my tone is in a disrespectful manner, I apologize for that.
No, I'm not accepting your apology. Listen, that money quote, I have total confidence and belief in Matthew Stafford. That was the money quote from the coach of the Rams. That's the big headline. Total confidence. All right, the question, as we discuss, do you believe that Sean McVay and his passionate defense of Matthew Stafford are legit, or is this just coach speak? So I actually believe, I'm nodding my head yes, that I'm buying that Sean McVay is all in still in Matthew Stafford. So I've got Tammy Wynette, Sorcerer's Workshop, and Doctorate. And we'll tie all of these things together, and we'll shoot the bull is what we're going to do here. All right, now I'm not buying the thought that McVay's turned on Stafford. I don't believe that to be true. Sean McVay ran into Matthew Stafford, as the story goes, and in the offseason, they were at the same vacation destination, and one thing led to another, and the relationship was consummated. A trade was made. Sean McVay got into the Matthew Stafford business, and I don't believe he's going to want to get out of it. At least he can't get out of it. The Rams are in a situation now where they have to make this work. It worked for the first part of the season. It will work again. This is merely a bump in the road. That is the mindset of Sean McVay, the coach of the Rams. And you will know the moment that that changes is when Sean McVay comes out and does not bite his tongue. When he comes out and names Stafford and mistakes and blames him. Because that's what happened with Jared Goff. And you will know that is a point of demarcation. That will be the Waterloo moment. We're not at that Waterloo moment yet. It's three games. That's it. And Sean McVay continues to speak in cliches and platitudes and things along those lines. Jared Goff was spoon-fed and still could not figure it out. And McVay eventually just had regular meltdowns. So even with Matthew Stafford taking a ride on the vomit comet, and that's certainly what he's done, I'm not running away from that. The Rams know he's been terrible the last few games, but McVay, the fact that he's publicly supporting him is a classic Tammy Wynette tune from back in the day. Stand by your man! The Rams traded away the deed to the family farm for Matthew Stafford. So for better or worse, they're connected. And Sean McVay knows that he is tied to Matthew Stafford. When you trade two first-round picks, the Rams could have gotten just about any available player at that position they wanted who was willing to be traded, right? Who was on the trading market like Stafford. They could have gotten anyone. They chose on this guy. They threw the arrow and it landed on Matthew Stafford. And so Stafford, not only is he going to be the quarterback the rest of this year, he's going to be the quarterback next season and probably the season after that to make this work. Otherwise, you've made a horrific mistake, and the Rams haven't made a horrific mistake. This guy is very important to point this out. Behind closed doors, I'm sure they're working to make the necessary adjustments. Part B of this, though, is Matthew Stafford was the front runner for the most valuable player award in the first 8 weeks of the season. So now he was the envy of the NFL. Everyone was, I can't believe he's setting records for a quarterback who changed teams. Now everything goes sideways, and the problem is a lot of sports fans are idiots. And they believe that, well, whatever just happened is going to continue. And when you combine the troll element of that, right? When things go sideways and the trolls get involved that really have no lives, the losers, and they're like, well, this is going to be the way it is all, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, we know that's not true. The reason that Vegas wins so much money, the reason that sports wagering is so profitable is because of this mindset. It's a flaw in human beings, and especially sports fans in particular. Right? He was bad with the Lions. He was an MVP for 8 weeks, but now he's bad, Stafford. He's going to suck for the rest of time. Yeah. Now, Sean McVay is going to go into the Sorcerer's Workshop and come up with the magic potion. Now, work out the kinks here. The Rams have absolutely been manhandled because of Stafford, but that is fixable. This is a fixable situation. And if you think he's just going to throw pick sixes every single game the rest of time, you are a big dummy. You're a big dummy. Now, it has been ugly, and the Rams have been outscored by the Titans, 49ers, and Packers 95-54. And so Matthew Stafford needs to play better. He sucks right now at a time you cannot suck. But you fix the problem. You make the necessary adjustments and get him back to playing the way that he had been playing at the beginning of the year. You fix the mistakes. You clean up the slop. And much of the suckage has been self-inflicted. In fact, if you look at the numbers, 27 of the 95 points, 28% of the points scored against the Rams in the last three games have come directly off Matthew Stafford's four pick sixes. He's got four of them over the last three games. That's 28.4%. Another 14 points have come following Stafford interceptions. So if you do the arithmetic on that, that is 43% of the points allowed in this losing streak are a direct result of Matthew Stafford interceptions. But wait, there's more. Toss in a fumble that led to a Packer touchdown on Sunday, and now we're up over 50% of the opposing points scored during the three-game losing streak is on Matthew Stafford. So the way I look at it, that's easily fixable. You knock that out, boom. You've improved by 50%. You're in a much better spot. All right, last word here. So now some of the Ram fans have turned on Sean McVay. They're saying, well, Sean McVay, he brought this guy in, blah, 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 blah. And that goes back to my point that McVay has to figure this out with Matthew Stafford, or he's going to die a thousand deaths, is how this is going to play out. He's got to find the elixir to fix this and get back to playing the way that Stafford had been playing the first eight games of the season. But the genius is claiming that, you know, Matthew Stafford, because of his play, Sean McVay's on the hot seat. That is, in the age of knee-jerk overreactions, the golden age of knee-jerk overreactions, whoever came up with that one gets a doctorate in stupidity. Right. Now, I understand trolls are not the brightest bunch. I get it. Sean McVay did also screw up the clock. Right? Running the ball, what are you doing? You don't have timeouts in that late in the game. You don't sell the game. You know what I'm talking about. So we send him to Siberia. The idea that McVay is any kind of danger here is a load of manure. If he became available on the coaching market and you say, okay, Sean McVay's in play, there would be half of the NFL lining up to give him a contract to come to their team. All right, so it's a load of manure thinking otherwise. Now, after the parade of stiffs, the Rams had a coach with Jeff Fisher and the other bozos back in their St. Louis days. Sean McVay can have this job as long as he wants. Right? No one's going to push him out. Now, maybe he'll leave at some point because he'll get bored or he'll want to go somewhere else, but they're not going to drag him out and say, you're done. And this is a good test. It's a good test for Stafford. It's a good test for the Rams in general. Stafford's never been on a good team. He's on a good team now. He's always had the excuse, Matthew Stafford, of he had a bunch of dogs with fleas around him. He had bad coaching. He had teammates that were inferior. Well, he doesn't have that anymore. And so I keep hearing that losing builds character. Right? That's a big saying. Losing builds character. We hear that a lot. There's the great Lou Holtz quote, which is so accurate, and he's not the only one to have said it, the old Notre Dame coach, who said that you're never as good as everyone tells you when you win, and you're also never as bad as they say when you lose. It's somewhere in the middle, and the Rams are someplace in the middle. We're not exactly splitting atoms here, I don't believe. Breaking this down, it's pretty simple. Don't throw the ball to the other team. And as far as the interceptions are Stafford's fault. I disagree with McVay on that. Now, the Rams receivers, some of these guys could fight a little more for the ball, and that's on them. When you know the pass is going the other way, and some of these have been bounced, but ultimately the interception goes back to the quarterback, and he's just got to play better. And the great news, the magic tonic, the Rams play Jacksonville. And if they lose to Jacksonville, they might as well just cancel the rest of the season. They can't beat Jacksonville. Just call it a season. That's it. Go home and rest up for next season, because that's a get back on track, feel good situation against Urban Meyer and Jacksonville. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can be part of the program. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you were listening last hour, you heard some new holiday music. We'd love to get some other holiday music. If you're musically inclined and you would like to submit a song, you can send it to myself or Koopa Loop, and we may play it on the show. Tim wrote in. He said, be careful, Ben, what you ask for. I am a musician and a songwriter. I will write you a song and send it in for you only if you promise you won't talk about hockey anymore. Wow. Well, Tim, when do I talk about hockey, Tim? In passing, I'll talk about hockey during the Stanley Cup final occasionally, or the playoffs or something like that. And once a week, we to appease Eddie, to pacify Eddie, we do the NHL Puck'em. That's it. It's like a three-minute segment at most. At most, it's a three-minute segment. That's it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Your calls again, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We've had a name change, a sporting name change. What has changed its name now in the world of sports? We'll get to that. And the ultimate football guy quote, the ultimate football guy quote, we'll go there as well, and we will do it next.
Doing it with so many guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It would be a blue Christmas without Ben Maller. It would be a blue Christmas without Ben Maller. Without Ben, I contend, Christmas would be sad, my friend. No tree, no stockings, no Christmas cards to send. It would be a blue.
We're always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Gentle Ben, so kind and friendly, please don't give up.
Classic holiday tune. A must listen.
Santa, please.
Right, Eddie? This is going to be a tradition.
That was a good line. I don't know if you heard that last line. That was a pretty good
line. I wasn't
line.
Listening. Yeah. What was the line there?
It said, don't give us Brian Finley.
Well, you, Eddie, are giving us Brian Finley, right?
You're
giving
us Brian Finley. I have no control over that.
On Tuesday, because the L.A. Kings are having Charger night at the arena there. So they're going to have... What do you get for that, Eddie? What kind of... Do you get a special Charger-themed jersey or something like that? Or a T-shirt or something?
I believe they're giving away some sort of a Kings Chargers T-shirt. There's some sort of special offer for, like, Chargers season ticket holders. You can sit in a certain section and...
Yeah,
there's gonna be some Chargers sticks? Players there.
You gonna bring the Thunder sticks? Are you gonna...
I guess I could. Sure, I guess I could do it for that.
Sure. Okay. All right.
But I have no control over who fills in for me. That's squarely.
Eddie. The last year and a half, when you step away, there's only one person they call, and he never says no. You know that, Eddie. You know that to be true.
That may be true, but I have nothing to do with that. Either you can blame the man who says yes all the time, or you could blame the man who asks him to fill in all the time. Mm. His name's Dan Byer.
Is everyone else afraid to work this shift or something like that? I mean, the other people we have, there's more than one person, right? There's a whole staff. There's a whole big staff of people that do these updates.
Did you scare off Wreck-It Ralph?
I don't know what happened. Maybe Ralph's too old now. He can't work overnights or something like that. I don't know. I didn't scare him away.
Ben's like, why does nobody want to work this shift? As he destroys everybody that works.
No, I'm not destroying it. No, not at all. No. The last person other than you know who to work the shift was Isaac. I thought Isaac was fine. He was great.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that's like a rarity when they're really strapped for people. Isaac says okay because he's got other like early morning commitments that normally preclude him from doing this. But I'm pretty sure that Eddie's accurate in saying that Ralph just does not want to do this show.
Hmm. Interesting.
I didn't say that.
It had nothing to do with me.
Did Ben scare him away? I didn't.
Well, no, it's like when, remember Arnie Spanier used to fill in for
He did. Arnie.
There's that too.
Arnie has publicly waved the white flag on hosting the show. That
but
is
it's not because of me. It's not. It's nothing to do with me.
It's the Maller Militia.
He hates the Maller Militia.
Yeah.
The Maller Militia. This guy, Arnie Spanier, how many years has he been on network radio?
Oh, my God. Like...
Longer than 30, I have.
At least 30 years?
At least 30. Yeah. This guy's been a national voice, and he's afraid of the Maller Militia.
100%
what is
accurate.
That?
100% accurate.
Yeah. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Anyway, all right. We began the hour ranting about the Rams.
Hey, Laker fan!
Yeah. Sorry. That was the great Arnie Spanier, legendary voice, Arnie Spanier, who's now, he's probably sleeping right now, dreaming of maple syrup. What do you think? He goes to bed dreaming of cases of maple syrup? Probably so. All right, let's take a call or two. Why not? It is a call-in radio show. Let's say hello to Lisa. Lisa, Lisa there in New Jersey. Hello, Lisa.
You know, all your team does is cost me money.
Oh, you bet.
That's
you
all
bet
they
on the Rams?
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I picked them in my pool, and they're the ones that messed me up. $275 down the drain.
Yeah.
Well,
you should have consulted me. You didn't consult me. I thought you were going to call up and talk about how good Jalen Hurts is. I was waiting for that.
Well, you know what? I didn't even pick the Eagles, so there.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. That Jalen Hurts, though. We took a call last week, Lisa, from some guy whose father was like a huge Jalen Hurts fan. He was like, I don't really buy Jalen Hurts. I wonder what that guy's father thinks right now after that stinkage.
Well, probably the same thing that the father, whoever was defending Matthew, thinks.
Well, no, that's no fathers have called up defending Matthew Stafford. That has not happened.
Yeah, I mean, you played a quarterback with 9 toes and you lost.
Yeah. Well, how many toes do you have? Well, are you toe shaming? You're toe shaming. How dare you, Lisa? Toe shaming Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, listen, he's got to cut that hair. He looks ridiculous.
Haircut? Maybe he's listening right now. We're on in Green Bay. What kind of haircut do you want to have, Aaron Rodgers?
The hair that he used to have, you know, with the short hair, nice and neat. That hair looks like it's just got to go. He looks like a guy that's off the street, you know, but what do you call?
Well, maybe Aaron is down on his luck. Maybe he's sleeping on the streets. You got a problem with that? There's a lot of people sleeping on the streets.
Well, no, I don't have any problem with the homeless. I give them money every time I see them, you know. But
if Aaron Rodgers was begging for money, would you give him money?
No.
You would not.
I know he has money. Why would I give somebody money that I know they have money?
Maybe he's made some bad investments.
No,
I don't know. He lost all his money. Some of these guys go belly up financially. These big athletes, they lose all their money.
I'll ask him for money.
All right. You think he'll give you money?
$275 I'll ask him for.
$275. I got you. All right. Are you still defending Jalen Hurts? I just want to make sure. Are you off to Jalen? You are still defending him. Okay.
All your team has only 2 wins over my team. So, yes, I will defend him. He had a bad game as your quarterback had 3 bad games.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right. That was a wonderful performance against the Giants, by the way. The Giants, who suck also.
Yeah, they definitely do suck. But I knew they were going to lose to them because, you know, they were retiring someone's number, you know, and they were mad because last year they were retiring Strahan's number.
Yeah, so because of that, the Giants are guaranteed to win?
Teams that do that, the retired numbers, for the most part, they win. Look at the stats. You'll see. And
you're making that up. You're just making a stat up. There's no stat on that. There is no stat on that. You're making that stat up. That stat does not exist. Show me the stat. Where is the stat that if you retire, if that's the case, I'm gonna retire a number every week if I'm a team. What are we doing here? Come on, every week a retired number. I'm gonna go 17-0.
No, that's not going to happen all the time. But for the most part, and they were mad because last year we didn't play our players and they didn't get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
that's right. All right, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. We've accomplished. Aaron Rodgers needs a new haircut, and she's still on the Jalen Hurts train. Choo choo. Yeah, there you go. You didn't see the Eagles Giants game. You probably didn't. The Giants fired their offensive coordinator to improve the offense. They scored 13 points. And that was enough to win the game.
They brought in what, Country Breakfast, right?
Yeah. Well, he was already on the staff. Freddie Kitchens
promoted him.
They promoted him to the offensive play caller there. And so those 3 interceptions by Jalen Hurts, outstanding there. Not one, no pick six, right? He did not have a pick six in that game. There were
a lot of pick sixes on this Sunday.
Yeah. That's a pandemic of pick sixes is what it is. We need a vaccine for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll get back to the calls here momentarily, as amazing as those calls are. Just shockingly good. So the ultimate football guy quote comes out of the Bucs-Colts game. Now, the Buccaneers victorious in that particular game in Indianapolis. But in the game, Vita Vea, I believe is his name, big, fat defensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he lost a tooth. He had a tooth that was removed from his mouth. He got into a confrontation with a Colts offensive lineman, and Vita Vea had a tooth knocked out. He was hit by one of the Colt linemen. So following the game, Bruce Arians was asked about the loss of the tooth, and Bruce Arians responded with the ultimate football guy quote. He said, "I don't care. He's got 30 other ones. That ain't nothing." The quote. Now, keep in mind, this is one of the ones where you in the front. Vita Vea lost one of the teeth in the front there. Where if you smile, he looks like a hockey player, right? You know, looks like a hockey player there, and just there you go. Ta-da. No tooth. Now, you have 32 teeth. All humans have 32 teeth, unless you're some kind of freak. You got extra teeth or fewer teeth. But you start with 32, but that includes your wisdom teeth. And a lot of people get those taken out, right? So 30 is the perfect number. But some people don't get their wisdom teeth taken out. So then you have 32. And then you've got a couple extra ones if you lose one. So this is one way to look at it. As far as the name change in sports is concerned, we go to the NBA very briefly. And Enes Kanter has changed his name. The Boston Celtic, who called out LeBron James, very excited as he became a U.S. citizen, and he announced that he is going full Meta World Peace. Well, not full Meta World Peace, because he's not changing his entire name, but Enes Kanter is changing his name legally from Enes Kanter to Enes Kanter. Eddie, do you see what he's changing his name to? Did you see this, Eddie? Are you aware?
No,
of the
I have no idea.
What do you think he's changing his name to?
Turkey Sucks.
Turkey Sucks. All right. That's a fine. I guess no. Enes Kanter is changing his name to Enes Kanter Freedom. His new last name is Freedom. So, yeah.
Playoffs, my nipples get hurt.
Yes. He did not have nipples. Nipples was the backup option other than Freedom, but he chose Freedom. So. It was a toss-up. So Enes Kanter there. I assume he'll have Freedom on the back of the jersey, his Celtic jersey there. The legal name change will actually take place later today. So here on Monday. Today's the big day. Oh, I thought he already did it, but today's the day he's going to have his oath ceremony. He'll be sworn in.
Did Artest have World Peace on the back of his jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, correct.
There you go.
He's changed his name again, though, Meta World Peace. Has he added another name?
I had no idea.
What is it now? It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
He added a different surname or something like
Meta
that?
Meta Sandiford Artest is what he is now.
Oh, man.
Who That's he is mouthful. Now.
What?
Was it Sandiford you said? Meta
Sandiford.
Why don't you just go back to Ron Standiford Artest or something like that? He went to, is it, so he's Meta?
Meta Standiford.
He kept the name
Artest.
Meta.
Yeah.
Is there a limit to how many times you can change your name?
That's a great question. I don't know. Is it endless? The judge has to approve that, right? You have to go to court, the whole thing. At some point, wouldn't the judge say, hey, what are you doing?
I don't know if a judge has to approve it, but you do have to pay for all
of
that, right?
But I think you have to go to court. I think a judge has to, like, it's family court or whatever. They have to,
so that's the last name of his wife. So he's got a hyphenated last name with his wife.
Oh, okay. Why didn't she take the world peace name? She doesn't believe in world peace? What's up with that? She does not support world peace. All right, let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Jackass Josh. Hello, Jackass Josh in Southern California.
Yeah, and my name is very unique. Yeah, Jackass Josh. I'm wearing a mask. Now I'm not wearing a mask. Listen, Ben, great monologue tonight. I miss you, man. I miss you like you never know. Like,
I've been here. I haven't gone anywhere, Josh. I've been here 5 nights a week for most of the year. I don't go anywhere. I have no life. I don't take vacation. I even worked on Thanksgiving, Josh.
Yeah, my dad loves you. He listens to you every night, and he texts me every day and says, "You weren't on last night. You weren't on last night." And I will never be on because I'm meaningless. I don't have any clout with you at all.
No, that's not true. The reason you're not on is because you don't call, Josh. If you called, you're on the air.
Animal style. And animal style fries.
No, you can't.
A large Coke. Thank you. To go, yeah. And this is Ben Mallett. Can you say hi to Ben Mallett?
How are you today?
How are you today, Ben?
I'm okay. I'm feeling all
His
right.
His name is Alessandro at In-N-Out in Woodland Hills, Woodland Hills. He's asking if he could be on the air with you.
Yeah, well, I think you already put him on the air, Josh.
Woodland Hills. That's not too far from us. You want to bring over a double double with?
Yeah.
How many you guys want? I'll bring it to you right now. How many?
Well, there's three of us here, so I guess three.
Unfortunately, you're not allowed in the actual studio. But Coop, I think we'll work around that, Coop. Right?
Just leave the bag at the door. Let us know you're here.
Wait, is there a variant, or can I just bring it to you? Or
I'll put you on hold. Hold on, Coop. Address that off. I don't even get this on the air. My God. That's perfect timing, Jackass Josh. Though such perfect timing, I think that's fake. But you don't matter to me, and I'm telling him you matter to me. And then he's immediately pivots to, can I get a couple double doubles in fries animal style? Can I get that? We press on. Time now for the Insta Trivia with Mallard, the third degree on tap. Here's the Insta Trivia. J.C. Jackson of the Patriots, 24 career interceptions. He's tied with Richard Sherman and Kenny Easley for the third most by any player in his first four seasons since 1970. Only Everson Walls and blank have more. Only Everson Walls and blank have more. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia with Maller to the third degree on tap. So Patriots defensive back J.C. Jackson has 24 career interceptions. He's tied with Richard Sherman and Kenny Easley for the third most by a player in his first four seasons since 1970. Only Everson Walls and blank have more. Fill in the blank. That is the question. What is the answer? And a bunch of answers coming in here. Let's see. Alf the Alien Opiner is going with the Millennials as his answer. Five Guys Lover Marcel from Ryan. That's his selection. Jason Seahorn tossed out by Dante. Drew Brees Toupee from Mr. Nice Guy. Wesley Walls from 00 Mexican. Luau Cinder from Rob in Minnesota. Mark Carrier, guessed by Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Ty Law from Eek. Eddie, do you have an answer?
Yes, it's former Dolphins defensive back Lyle Blackwood.
No, that is incorrect. Great answer. It's Lester the Molester Hayes. That is the correct answer. Lester Hayes. That's actually his nickname. I didn't make that up. You can just Google it. Just Google it.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Koopaloo.
Bill Belichick was asked about the Hall of Fame semifinalists that were announced this past weekend when he said it's really hard to have a conversation about it because there's no criteria. Ben, do you think sports Hall of Fames would be better with set benchmarks or criteria?
Yes, yes, yes. The only Hall of Fame that has criteria that I know of is in sports is the Baseball Hall of Fame. But even that's gone to hell because of steroids. So it used to be 300 wins, you're in. 500 home runs, you're in. Now 3,000 hits, you're in. But because of the steroid stuff, it's changed, except they allow certain steroid guys in, suspected of steroids like Pudge Rodriguez and Piazza. So that's all fugazi. But football, I've said the Maller criteria. Were you a defensive player of the year or a regular season MVP? Were you an all-pro once? Were you on the all-decade team? Can the story of football be told without your name being mentioned in your era? You have to get two of those things to qualify. Next!
There was a report on Saturday that Miami boosters want the school to try and pry Mario Cristobal away from Oregon. Ben, do you think Cristobal would leave for the Hurricanes?
Yes, this guy's got Hurricane in his DNA. He's from Miami. He played for Jimmy Johnson. He was recruited by Jimmy Johnson in Miami. He coached as an assistant there. But it does come down to money, right? If they've got to come up with the money, if the money's the same, or if it's a little better at Oregon, you stay in Oregon. But all things being equal, you go to Miami. Absolutely. Next!
Charles Barkley was interviewed this week when he hinted at a potential end to his TV career, saying he has always had the goal of traveling the world when he turns 60. Ben, that's only a couple years away. Do you think he follows through with leaving?
Barkley's been saying this for the last several years. He signed another extension at TNT. I say there's a 30% chance. Charles Barkley is better at television than he was at basketball, and he was a Hall of Fame basketball player. He's the gold standard at television. And you have 4 months off, 5 months off in the NBA. Just keep doing it as long as you can do it, Charles. You can travel anytime you want in the offseason. How do we do, Koopaloop?
You passed this edition.
That's a winner at the buzzer.